Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today in studio is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you come in. Topic today, kind of an interesting approach on things. Everybody knows about the apple for the teacher and end of school year gifts and everything. Here is a gift for teachers that outstrips anything else that you can do for them. Tell us a little bit.
It does, Audrey. And this information comes from our K-State News Service. And the information comes from our child development specialist, Bradford Wiles. But for many, of course, school starts this week. I think some schools started last week in our district, actually. So really talking about what does your relationship with your child's teacher look like? And showing support to them. So being kind to your child's teacher is one of the best things that you can do as a parent or a caregiver. You make a lot of impact when you do nice things for teachers, but also expressing concern and kindness, being compassionate, acknowledging how difficult it may be to be an educator, and, you know, meeting the needs maybe of all the children. And then, you know, as parents and caregivers, sometimes we might have some concerns and want to bring them to the educator, the teacher. But even in that conversation, being kind and being compassionate. So again, teachers put up with an awful lot of difficulty and very little recognition. And recognition is not why they teach. It's because they love children. They love to provide that knowledge, you know. So it really makes a difference when we treat them with kindness and we recognize them. Bradford shares that being kind to teachers is akin to teaching kindness to children. And again, reminding adults that we are constantly modeling for children. They see and hear a lot of what we do and say. So again, we're always modeling those behaviors for children when we're more involved in their lives. And we are showing that we care about them and we care about their school and their teachers. And most important, that we care about their learning with others. So, you know, ask our children what they're doing in school. As a parent, or again, adult caregiver, you can provide classroom supplies. Maybe it's volunteering in the classroom. Make sure you find out what the teacher really would like, how you can support that teacher. And again, parents should see their role as being supportive to the teachers, to the education system. We really want to honor the teacher's role and not step into their toes. But we also want our children to fully understand the value that we place on forming solid relationships with trusted adults in their lives. So I think even as our children may come home from school and say they are having challenges with some teacher, don't understand, not getting along, whatever it is, talk to them about that. Be involved in that process. But, you know, again, we're modeling those behaviors and how to form relationships, how to address some difficult situations as well. So when we give respect to the teachers in our children's lives, children start to understand how much they do for them. Again, this is especially important when there are disagreements or issues that need to be addressed in the classroom. So when you involve yourself in respectful, kind, and compassionate ways in your children's education, by supporting teachers and your children, you're building a community of learning that will likely make a positive difference in your child's life.
I think another big gift to throw on that list is probably what you've addressed there is communication.
Yes.
State how you're feeling, what you're seeing, and listen to what the teacher is saying as well. And get your student involved. Make it a three-way conversation.
Yes.
Actually communicate. And yes, I think that'll get the kindness and compassion across as much as, hey, I brought you some cookies. Although, I know teachers love cookies.
Yes, yes.
That's something I've been grateful for with my son's journey through school is the teachers, they've been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Communication on every level, notes home, phone calls. Mm-hmm. He's upset about this or he's having difficulty with this. How do we best address it? Mm-hmm. And seeing that kind of kindness and compassion from the teachers, you can't help but give that back. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they don't get into it for fame, glory, and money or anything. They do it straight out of love.
Well, and I think, Audrey, it's important for us to, again, that communication is so important in forming that relationship with our children's teachers, also listening to their perspective. So our children may come home and share their perspective, and of course, we need to hear that, but also going to that teacher, that educator, and hearing their perspective too, and then bringing the two together, and how can we work on that challenging situation, whatever it may be.
Yep. How can we make things work for everybody in the situation, not just automatically taking one side or the other?
Yes.
But be open to listening.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of listening, don't forget to raise your hand if you have a question. That's one of the things I love when my son comes home. I was a gentleman today. I was nice for the teacher. Uh-huh. Outstanding. Good job. Well, thank you for that. And if anybody's got questions, you know, if they want to know more about the info from K-State or anything like that, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at the Ottawa office, and that number is 785-229-3520.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We look forward to talking to you again, and good luck in the coming school year. Everybody starting back on that. I still can't believe it, but here it is.
Yes.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.